Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie, and I'm joined in studio by DJ J-Paul.
How's it going?
He's from Friday Sunrise, the show before mine, and we have an interesting guest on, so he's going to stick around and help us with the show. So today's guest is Dana Smith. She offers mediumship readings, and she's also a life coach. She connects with loved ones who have departed from the physical world, and she also has a special empathy for parents of children who have passed over too soon. The passing of her son Garrett inspired Dana to connect with her gifts of mediumship, and she's trained under Doreen Virtue. She also works as a career and leadership development coach. So welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you so much, Marie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on the show. And so you also work as an adjunct faculty member at Merrillhurst University in Lake Oswego, Oregon. What does adjunct faculty do?
Well, Merrillhurst is a liberal arts university, and they have mostly midlife students that are going back and getting their degrees, and so they have a large adjunct faculty that are working in their field of expertise and then also teach courses.
So do you teach from a distance?
No, I actually go to campus. They do have online learning, but I go to campus, and so the students have the opportunity to, be learning from somebody who is actually actively out in the field teaching what they're wanting to learn. So
wonderful. Well, if you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So, Dana, do you teach at the university mainly like career and leadership development, or do you also teach the more mystical side of things?
It's career and leadership development, but really what all of that boils down to is the core of who you are. And so, when you get right down to it, it gets to be one and the same, doesn't it? When you start looking at coaching and what you're helping others to do, it's gain a new perspective to tap into your authentic self, and really mediumship is about that as well, is tapping into your inner knowing, your intuition, finding that inner peace and authenticity within ourselves.
Wonderful. Well, my co-host today, DJ J-Paw from Friday Sunrise, he has a question for you, Dana.
It's Jason, really. It's DJ when there's music. It's Jason when there's conversation. Hi, Dana.
Hi.
Just curious as to, how you go about teaching the techniques of getting in touch with yourself. Is it meditation? Do you do dream work, breathing exercises? Because, a lot of people who are interested in that stuff, I guess, I know you have to quiet the mind and all that stuff. So I'm just wondering what the approach is and how to take people into that space.
Well, It definitely is about quieting the mind and listening to, you know, what's within, because we are so wrapped up in our heads, and we get in that monkey mind and, you know, constantly are spinning around in our heads. And so a big part of it is getting out of your head and moving into our heart. And when we're up against something that might be tough for us, you know, oftentimes people will call a medium or intuitive to, you know, help get grounding and answers, and just kind of want to confirm what maybe they already know or have been sensing. In coaching, it's the same way, about getting really into out of that head and into the heart. We're always trying to, you know, want to know what's going to happen next, and want to know all the steps. And, you know, heaven doesn't work that way. We want to get out of our logic, so to speak, out of our head, out of that mind thinking, and into our hearts. And that's where heaven speaks to us. So it is about, you know, quieting and meditation. And I know that's really difficult for a lot of people who are used to multitasking on a day-to-day basis. And so even starting out with, you know, walking meditations or guided meditations, but really quieting down and listening to what's in the heart. And you know, a lot of people really have a hard time because there's so many outside influencers in our lives that are affecting our thoughts and how we present ourselves and what we think we should be or do. And so I do a lot of exercises and tools, you know, and really looking at what are your beliefs, not somebody else's, or what you think you should believe. And so really getting into those kinds of things along with meditation. But, you know, like, what are my beliefs about, about my work? Most people believe work is really difficult and it has to be hard and it's drudgery and, you know, you have to work long, hard hours to make good money. Well, you know, what if it doesn't have to be that way? So there is working with your beliefs and meditation and your own values, and start getting into, so you have to have those things identified, and then you can start getting into alignment and see where you're not quite in alignment with your beliefs or maybe your values. And a lot of times people will, have their values that they live by at home, but when they go to work, it's a whole other set of values. So it's all about bringing yourself into integrity no matter where you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It also sounds a little bit like a perceptual reorganization, you know, taking perceptions, like the way you were saying, how people perceive their things, finding out what's true to them and not what's learned and ingrained, and I guess maybe even getting like a process of unblocking, you know. Yeah, it sounds very interesting.
Yeah, it's very much that. And it is continual. It is a process.
Sorry, Dana, I want to take a little bit of a step back. You have a background in high-tech work with Fortune 500 companies and startup companies. And I'm wondering, now you lost your son, Garrett, and can you tell me a little bit, like, did you have intuitive abilities? Did you feel like had you ever done any kind of mediumship in the past, or did everything change when Garrett left?
Well, yeah, I did. I did have, you know, we all do, and it's how open we are to those gifts, and if we believe that we have them and can do them. So that's the first thing. But yes, I always have been. I've always felt things, and, you know, just kind of knew things and didn't really know how I knew them. But I had, you know, dabbled in talking to a psychic here and there over the years. But and I've been told that I, you know, had that ability, but I never had the real strong desire to go any further with it than just in my day-to-day life. And then when my grandfather passed in 2000, I distinctly felt and connected with him several times. And that didn't really pursue it at that time, and it wasn't until Garrett passed that I had an extremely strong desire to connect with him, understand where he was, you know, what happened to my son, where is he, you know, where is he now? And so that was, you know, anybody who's lost somebody close to them, or a child especially, you know, understands what that's like. And that strong desire is what summons everything for us. And so when I look back now, I can see how this has all opened up for me in many ways, in not just that the mediumship, but of connecting with him better, because that was my whole intention, was how can I connect with my son? And I did connect through mediums, and then I just wanted to do it on my own, be able to, you know I'm talking to him and connecting with him, and found out I really was. I've worked with a lot of great teachers and really discovered that I was already doing it. So that really opened up my understanding, too, of, you know, when somebody close passes, and especially when it's somebody young, Garrett was only 19, you know, we ask why, you know, and all of our grief. And you know, I understood, I'd done enough of my own work, spiritual work, to understand that there's a reason for everything, and that there are no coincidences. And so I realized, when I could get down the road a little bit from it, a few months, I realized, you know, this was our contract that we had together, and now it's now getting into this work. I know this is the work that I have been called to do. It's evolving, and that that being authentic and who you are, and really learning to know who you are. And that's, you know, I started that journey with the coaching piece, but then this mediumship has added a whole new depth of there's so much pain out there for people who have lost loved ones and feel like they can't connect. And, you know, I feel like Garrett wants me to tell the story that is not the case, and that we are very much connected to our loved ones all the time. They're just in a different form. And, you know, most of my clients that I work with feel their loved ones. They sense their loved ones around. And often they're afraid to speak out about it, and that's really what I am feeling called to do, is to get the message out that this is natural and normal. You are feeling your loved ones, and it doesn't have to be as sad and as painful as we make it to be. And I know that I had to have that experience to say that. I've earned the right to say that, because I know.
All right, well, that's fair. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. It's already time for a break. We are speaking with Dana Smith. She is a medium and also a life coach. You can find her at danasmithllc.com. Her first name is spelled D-A-N-A, like Dana, danasmithllc.com. And she's also offering a couple of gifts. Dana, are the gifts still up for grabs? A 30-minute session?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Okay, so I'll probably put the cue to call out for around the end of the show, but what is available is two lucky listeners who call in to 822-2487, that's 604 UBC CITR, when I give the cue to call, are going to have their choice of a 30-minute mediumship session or a 30-minute coaching session. You are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at citr.ca, cosmicdimensions.com, empowerradio.com, or on the wonderful Co-Creator Network. Thanks for being with me today, and we'll be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Tuesday, February 23rd, beginning at sunset in Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly, and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. a 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. as CITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
And
Mark.
And
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to...
You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise at vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
Hey, I'm Wayne Dyer, and you're listening to Synchronicity with Marie Bernard. Here she is.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and I'm also joined in studio by Jason. He is one of the DJs on Friday Sunrise. Hi.
Hello.
I want to ask, first of all, before we bring Dana Smith back on the air, she is our wonderful guest today. How are you finding the Olympics here in Vancouver?
I'm loving it, actually. To be honest, I'm having a really good time. I was pretty disappointed with those vandals. I think that wasn't right. Breaking windows to stop capitalism is silly because then guys just got to buy more windows. And blocking streets because you feel that the movement of the city is restricted is kind of not ironic in a funny way. So other than those fools, I believe, you got to get the message out. But that was foolish. And I think the festival and the joy that people have is really fantastic right now. There's so much happiness out there, and people are just friendly as heck. It's like being at a two-week music festival. There's just everybody's really happy to be here, and it's a great time. I'm loving it.
Awesome. Yeah, the energy here in Vancouver right now is really high, and everyone's having a good time. And I was worried. I was like, oh no, traffic's gonna be crazy. There's gonna be tourists. I was expecting chaos. And
well,
it's
I thought there might have
been
chaos last night if Canada didn't make the hockey game, but yeah, it's great. I'm really enjoying it.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to welcome Dana Smith back to the show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Marie. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Dana.
So we were talking about your mediumship and the loss of your son, Garrett. And I know Jason had a question that had come up, so go ahead.
Yeah,
Jason.
As you were speaking, I was just curious about your son. Do you still connect with Garrett, or is that an avenue that you go to? Do you go to see him? Does he come to see you? Or has it kind of, was it a point where it's like, here is your journey, your mission, our contract is for this, and now we go our separate ways? Or how has that whole process like for you in the present moment?
That's a great question, and we're still very connected, and we're working together. We're in a little partnership here, and he's working on the other, on the non-physical side with me. We're working together, and I connect with him, every day. It's kind of comical in a way, because if he were here in his body, he'd be off doing other things. And so we're very close, and he works with me on this and other projects, and that's what the beauty of what can be is that love and connection does not stop just because somebody leaves their body. And I feel like I have a stronger, I love him more than ever. It is amazing. And, it's so important for people to understand that it does not have to end, that they can still connect and have wonderful relationships with their loved ones. And one of the things I wanted to share when you were asking earlier about processes, one of the things that we do and anybody can do is, get into take a few minutes like you're getting into a meditative state and have the intention to connect with your loved one and, ask them a question or, what I would do sometimes is I'll just say, okay, Garrett, just show me something. Just tell me something. And I get quiet and, he'll show me either a picture, remind me of something, or tell me, it comes in different ways. And so however, different people will see pictures, or you might hear, you might have a combination or a knowing, but understand that that's their way of communicating. So you can get into a meditative state and ask for a message or a confirmation. And they will connect, they want to. So if you're feeling an urge and like your loved one is wanting to, that's a great little exercise you can practice doing to connect on your own.
Just a question on that as well. Now, how can you be sure that you're contacting the person that you're putting the vibe out to? Like, how can you be sure that it's the right... your loved one, like, is it possible that, other awarenesses that may be floating around, can kind of catch on to your openness, I guess. And, how do you qualify who is giving you the information? Is it a sensation of, is it a feeling? Is it a thought? Is there some kind of confirmation that you can get, through the images? That it's the right person that you're connecting with?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it is. Well, you set the intention that you're going to connect with that loved one, not open up. You don't want to open yourself up to just anybody. So you really want to set your intention of who specifically you want to connect with. And you know it, you can feel it, just like if you can... just like if you're at home and somebody walks in the door, you know who it is before you see them. You feel their energy before you see them. You know when they pull up. You know who's going to call right before the phone rings. It's that and you pick it up and you knew who it was. It's that same thing. You can still feel their energy. You can still feel it.
Nice. Interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. It sounds like the general state of confident knowledge.
Yeah. So it's really about just, setting the intention of who you want to talk to. And they're right there. They want to connect in.
Now, do you do a preparation, like a circle of protection? Do you do some kind of, grounding before this happens?
I do. When I do readings, I always call in the big gun, so to speak. I call in my angels, and I'll work with Jesus, and I ask Garrett to be with me and hold a space of love and only loving energies and those for when I'm doing a reading, that the loved ones of those people that want to be present and messages of love and for the highest good. I always, and even in just intuitive readings, it's always messages for this person's highest good. And, sometimes people want a message, but they might not get it. It might not be information that's supposed to be revealed to them.
Dana, I have a question. I want to talk about Garrett's space in just a moment. But a question just came to me. You know, if you believe in reincarnation or crossing over to the other side, or I mean, are there times, is there like a period of time when a deceased person is available to chat, and then maybe a period of time when they have moved on and been reborn into another body where you might not be able to connect with them?
Usually, people, it's about like every 100 years that you reincarnate. So usually you can connect with, you can always connect with somebody else. Even if they've reincarnated, you know, the higher self is always there. You can always tap into that energy. And I've connected in, I've connected in with somebody who had passed in less than 24 hours. So it doesn't matter. You can connect in pretty quick.
Okay, thank you for answering that question. I think before we talk about Garrett Space, we should probably take another break. So we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment. We are speaking today with Dana Smith from DanaSmithLLC.com, or you can also find her at MonarchCommunicationsLLC.com, and you can find a link to her website, I believe, on my website, SpiritualShow.com. If it's not up there yet, it will be up later today. You can always find more information about this show at SpiritualShow.com, and we will be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Ah, Rudy! Ska music, you make me dance all night. Ska music, you're alright.
One, two!
I know you, but you're just a little
bit! Ska TV Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Hi, welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking today with Dana Smith. She is a medium and a life coach, a career and leadership development coach. And coming up later on in the show, if you give us a call, 604-822-2487, when I give you the cue to call, you are going to have a chance to win a 30-minute session with Dana, either a mediumship session or a life coaching session or career coaching. So you get to choose. You get to make your own prize. Isn't that fun? So welcome back to the show, Dana. Hi.
Hello. Thanks, Marie. How are you?
Good. I wanted to talk to you about Garrett and Garrett's space, because he, before Garrett passed on, he had been working on a business plan for a nonprofit organization, and it sounds like you've been in touch with him and he's kind of been carrying out his life mission beyond the grave. Can you tell us a little bit more about Garrett's space?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, well, Garrett had been, this is something Garrett was working on before he passed, and I decided to continue, pick it up, me and some wonderful other, many other people who have been so supportive. And Garrett's space is Garrett's vision of a place for young people, you know, high school to college age, where they can go and kind of hang out, where it'll be like a juice coffee bar, but also have a whole resource center for self-development, and so there'll be computers and opportunities for workshops to learn, you know, job interviewing skills and resumes and all of that, but also more about getting into touch with who you really are, and about being more authentic. And this was something he was working on, and I didn't know it at the time that he passed that he was doing this. So I love his vision and what he saw a need in the community, and really in all communities. There are, you know, so many kids that don't have anywhere to go at that age, or just kind of trying to discover who they are, going from being a teen into adult and having opportunities to really discover who they are. And so we've got a steering team of youth, of Garrett's peers, that are really, you know, picking up that youth vision and driving us to the things that they want to have in Garrett's space. So it might be like maybe they want to learn more about, I don't know, cutting-edge health things or you know, finances or you know, maybe it's even some personality assessments of, you know, where do I fit in, what understanding how to choose a career maybe from your heart versus what sounds good from, you know, other outside influencers or parents and teachers and all of that. So really excited about this.
Thank you, Dana, for explaining. GarrettSpace.org is where you can find that. GarrettSpace.org. And you mentioned that you weren't aware at the time of Garrett's passing that he had been working on this. So did you find the evidence of this in the physical world, or did he tell you?
Actually, some close friends of his had told me about this, and so we just went from there. So, and you know, what's really interesting is about 6 months before he passed, I told him, I said, you know, I really want to do a nonprofit with you someday. And so it's, you know, I love the name of your show, Synchronicity, right? It was already, you know, I just can look back and see how things were already being laid out. So, yeah, this is definitely another piece of our work together, for sure.
So,
and, you know, one of the things, I just want to add to something that Jason had commented on earlier about the athletes and everything that's going on in Vancouver, which I can feel the energy from there, you know, when I turn on the Olympics and watch, I can tell that there's just phenomenal energy there, and I just so admire the athletes that, and what they've accomplished to be there, and the discipline, and just all of the work that just takes to get where they are. And I hear so many of the vignettes on, you know, the profiles of them. And one of the things that I hear constantly is that a lot of them, you know, are visualize their success. They visualize since they were a little kid getting a gold medal or, you know, all of that. And that's one of the processes and things people can do to, you know, get what they want is start really visualizing what it is. Well, I just wanted to mention that because it's such a powerful tool, and they're such a perfect example of it.
Yeah, I have to totally agree with you, Dana. I think that's pretty. It's the Olympics and those athletes are a perfect example of magic. You know, they've those things were created in the invisible worlds in their minds and their feelings. And sure, it took a little time in the physical world, but it did manifest for them. And yeah, it's just, I totally feel what you're saying. It's 100% happened inside of them before it even became a physical reality. And it's just proof of the power of the human spirit and imagination.
Yes, very much.
So I was going to ask you about grief, but now we're talking about such a positive, the Olympics and visualizing, I've got a gold medal. and so, I don't know, maybe we should talk more about that, about visualizing your goals and seeing them as a reality. I know, Dana, one of the things that you work with people about on, and also at the idea about Garrett's space, you were mentioning how, you know, you want to be able to help people choose careers based on, you know, what brings them joy, based on their heart space more than how much money it's going to bring in. So what kind of processes do you go through with people to help them tune into that? Because I know a lot of people who, you know, someone might say, I want to be an actress, or I want to be a singer, or I'm 5 years old and I want to be an Olympic figure skater. And maybe you're in a position where your parents think that that's not a good idea. There's not, you know, not a lot of Olympic figure skaters out there. Most of them don't get to the Olympics. So how would you coach someone who is wanting to go beyond what other people are saying and really pursue their dreams anyway?
Well, it's all about getting that inner core strengthened. So, you know, if somebody has a strong desire for something, I truly believe that they can and will make it happen. But if you let what other people think and our culture, it might be just our general or culture or what, you know, your friends and your family think, run your life, well, then you know, which a lot of us do, then we just can't get anywhere. So it's really about building your inner strength, your inner core, your soul stamina, so to speak, and that, and get really focused. And that's what I was talking earlier about, you know, your beliefs and visualizing. A lot of times we judge ourselves on our beliefs. We judge ourselves on what we want, like our talent. We don't value it. I mean, there's all kinds of things we let get in our way. So first, you know, we have to kind of create, we have to have an awareness of what's going on, of what we really desire, and honoring it, and letting go of other people's judgments, or of our own self-judgment. There may not even be anybody else's judgment. We just may have so much judgment about ourselves. So, you know, it's really, you know, working and getting under the layers of all of that. But you know, a great exercise that I like to use is, you know, asking people to do just what we were talking about, is visualizing, you know, your ideal work day and what does that look like. And really just, it's hard for people because they've got so many restrictions on it, and doing that process without any restrictions. So there's just so many pieces to it about your beliefs, like you had just said, about following your heart and not work and less pay. And that's a belief that so many people have. If I do what I love, I'm going to be poor. So it's about, you know, and do you, so if that's a belief that you have, it's like, what would I like to believe? You know, what would I like to believe? And I tell people, it's like, if you can earn a pretty good living doing what you don't like, imagine what you'll be like when you do what makes your heart sing, and you can just, you know, imagine what you can do then, what you can bring in. So it's just that little twist in perspective that it changes everything. It just opens up so much more.
Well, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, though, what about the people who do pursue their dreams? For example, Vancouver and LA are full of actors who are actually waiters and bartenders and things like that while they're pursuing their dreams. So even though they've decided, you know, this is what I love, I'm going to pursue it, they are still struggling to make a living doing what they love. What advice would you give for people who are in the process of pursuing their dreams, but they're still just not there yet?
Right. Well, you know, it's a few things. You know, it's all about enjoying the journey, right? We always think it's the end point, which I know I did for years, and I've really come to learn that it's enjoying the process and the learning and what comes along the way of paying attention and being present. So, you know, when we have, what I've learned is that when we have big dreams, they're more fulfilling and enjoyable the higher the mountain, so to speak, that we climb. And then there's also, you know, law of attraction. So it's a matter of desire and what do you expect, your beliefs, you know, what's your expectation? Do I expect this to be hard? There's a, you know, million people in town wanting the same thing, you know, all of that. So it all plays. So everybody's different. Everybody's vibrating different, you know, so it's hard. I can't really speak for anybody else, but just in general, those are all things that come into play. And so it goes down to your core and being really focused and intending on what you want.
So Dana, I have a question regarding that core. Do you have any techniques for maintaining the vibration for the law of attraction? Like perhaps, like I think for me personally, when I think about
you know, the question that Marie asked about people having these dreams and they're struggling to get them and things, it makes me think sometimes maybe those people's hearts aren't 100% in it because that attraction isn't happening. Maybe, who knows? I'm not, you know, I couldn't, that would probably just be for me in a certain situation. But do you have a technique or any advice for how to maintain a vibrational state or like an attracting state once your perception has been changed to discover what your core beliefs are and what your true dreams are without slipping into old patterns or habits?
Well, there's no magic bullet on this. It's all practice. It's all discipline of practice changing your thoughts. You know, we have patterns of thought, and our brains get, you know, wired the way the synapses, you know, are matching when we see certain things or have a thought about work or relationships, whatever it is. We just have an instant pattern of thought. And so it's spiritual, but it's also, there's a physiological effect that's going on. And so it is a discipline. If you have a pattern of thought about one thing, you've got to work, you want to work on changing it. And so, you know, the first, you know, step is really surrendering to what is and acknowledging where you're at and embracing that piece of where you're at right now and begin, you know, telling that new story, so to speak. So, you know, and continually telling the new story. And so, rather, and then when you see yourself, when you hear yourself, you know, and you start, you know, so it's being present, about paying attention to what you're thinking, and, you know, is this really what I want? Is this thought serving me now, or is it holding me back? You know, so it's, you know, it's a practice.
And Dana, what advice would you give for people like myself who are kind of scattered? I mean, there was one point when I was a kid, I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be an astronaut at one point, if you can even believe that, until I found out that you have to be good in math, and then I was like, okay, that's forget that.
I wanted to be a pilot, then I found out you had to be good in math.
And you have to, like, be good in math to be a pilot. Oh, I guess for all the, like, charts and
but
stuff.
But anyways, I'm good at math.
So
that's the way it is now.
You know, and then I'm like, you know, I sing, and I want to be an author, but you know, you have to actually sit down and write a book. It doesn't just happen magically. So what advice would you give for people who just want to do everything and really are totally unfocused?
Well, you see that shiny object kind of thing. I want that kind of.
Oh, yeah, I'm very shiny object oriented.
So it's about, okay, so it's about just really, you know, and you may do bits of all of those things, you know. So you may start taking up writing. But so it's really about getting quiet and getting into your heart's desire of what you want. And like I had said earlier, a great exercise is, you know, visualizing your ideal work day and what are you doing, you know, your ideal day. Where do you live? Who are you with? You know, all of that, and do it from your heart. And then go into your beliefs. There's a whole process, you know, that you want to integrate and do and practice, and everything starts to becoming clear. And then when you know certain things, when you have certain things identified, that, you know, like if I said, okay, what things, Marie, really make your heart sing? When you do them, what makes your heart sing the most? And when you start really identifying what those things are, then we can start getting the elements of them together. And then when the shiny thing comes up, does this fit what I want, what I really want? And if it doesn't, you just let it go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think people who are shiny object oriented tend to maybe lose sight of that. And I guess it's probably something that takes practice to take a moment instead of, like, changing your entire life path because you see something else that you want to do.
Well, I think that's the discipline that Dana was speaking about, like, but right there.
What
like
about
that.
If you don't have discipline? Well, you're just out of luck.
That's why you're going to a life coach.
Well, you know, you can develop it. And I have, you know, Marie, there are a lot of shiny object people. I've got a lot of clients like that right now that, you know, are the shiny objects. And they really... you know, and it's fun to watch them get really focused, and it's like, and just really clear on what it is they want. So, and it helps alleviate a lot of, you know, energy just spinning around. So you're not alone.
Okay, great. Well, I want to talk more about your sessions and your workshops when we come back after the break. It is time now for a break. You are listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul right here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, home of the Olympics. Actually, we've got hockey happening today here at UBC. I think it's going on for like the whole time of the Olympics, but...
Yeah, I think so. I'm just waiting for the U.S.-Canada hockey game.
Oh, that'll be good.
The U.S. have more medals, so...
Gotta duke it out with the Americans. So we will be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Dana Smith. She is from MonarchCommunicationsLLC.com. She is a medium and a life and career coach. So if you want to get on the air and ask a question, we just have a couple of minutes left, I guess 13 minutes left in the show, 822-2487. That's 604-822-2487 if you want to get on the air and ask a question. Dana is also going to be giving away 2 half-hour sessions. You have your choice of a mediumship session or a coaching session. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give one away to a local caller who calls 822-2487, and I'm going to give one away to someone on Twitter. So keep listening for the cue for that contest. It's going to be coming up any minute. Stay on your toes. Ooh, it's going to be an Olympic event to win a session with Dana here on CITR. Welcome back, Dana.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, what happens in one of your sessions, and how many sessions does a person typically need? Like, say, a shiny object person like me, who probably needs a heck of a lot of help. How many sessions would someone like me need?
Well, it's just, you know, it really varies. It's you know, a minimum of maybe like 11 sessions, 9 sessions, and it can, you know, what I usually tell my clients is it's about, plan on about 90 days, and usually, you know, first we do kind of a 2-hour initial session where we just really get really clear on where you're at and what's going on, kind of the state of the union, so to speak, and then we usually meet, you know, once a week for 3 weeks, take a week off, and then kind of do that for 3 months, and then we kind of see, because what you want to do is you want to build momentum, you want to start building that discipline in, you know, there's a lot of things, so it's really important to be consistent in the beginning. And then some people are just like, fine, done, I'm ready to go, and some people say, you know what, I want some more time, and they can either continue on that path, or maybe it's, you know, twice a month or once a month, whatever, you know, wherever they're at. But the idea is to get it so that, you know, everybody's self-generating it at, you know, at some point. So it's not intended to be, you know, a long, long process. But some people, you know, I have some people that I work with for, you know, almost a year. It just depends on where they're at and what they want to gain. And a lot of times things shift, you know, that I've got that, but I really want to look at this now, or, you know. So it's just really based on individuals.
And Dana, you offer webinar classes. So is that a more economical alternative for someone who is looking to stretch their dollar a little bit? Or does it really, do you really need to have one-on-one coaching to get the full benefit?
Well, it just depends where you're at. But I think the webinars, I designed the webinars for that reason and for convenient if people just kind of want to test it out and kind of see what it's about. And so I've designed a webinar series, and that I'm actually turning into a podcast series that's going to be available online soon too. So, and it's you know, it's kind of like it's a virtual workshop basically. So you're going to get the same information and a lot of what we've touched on here in a little more depth. And so it's a perfect segue. So if somebody had all this stuff done and thought, you know what, I still want somebody to help me be a little bit more accountable and want to check in with a coach or something, it's really ideal. So you can do it either way.
Wonderful. So what would you recommend? I don't know. I'm kind of running out of... Jason, do you have anything that you want to ask?
I'm really curious about the mystical aspects of it. Actually, I did have a question earlier when you had mentioned some of the big guns that you call in for protection. I was surprised that you had mentioned Jesus, only because I've spoken to religious people who feel that you know, mediumship is not really part of their religious views. So it's very interesting that you're open to many different things. And I don't know, I was just kind of curious. I had wanted to ask you earlier when you mentioned that, what your feelings about that whole concept were, because there's kind of a dichotomy between, I guess, religions and psychics. Yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that, Dana.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and you're absolutely right. And you know, there are many great masters from, you know, all religions or different parts of the world, and you can call on their energy and just angelic energy. I like to work with Jesus. And sometimes if I know I'm going to be working with somebody that wants to connect with a loved one on the other side, I'll ask Mother Mary to come in. You know, these are very wise, strong, loving energies. And I work with all of them. I like Ganesh. I like, you know, so there's all, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. We put the religion around it. We put the kind of the rules around it, but that's not how.
Yeah, I was actually just going to like ask that. So do you feel like those energies are just maybe clothed in the perceptions and the image of, say, Ganesh or Jesus, but those underlying energies are contact those? Do you feel like you're contacting the personality or getting help from the personality of that being, or is it an archetype that houses the energy for you?
It's the energy. It's not personality. It's the higher soul vibration, the energy. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. Dana, we just have a couple minutes left before we wrap up the show, so I'm wondering if I'd like to give you the floor, give you the opportunity to add anything that you feel needs to be said.
Well, I just, you know, thank you. I just really want to say that, well, thank you for the opportunity of being on the show today and for yours and Jason's great questions. And you know, whether it's, no matter what you're going through, whether it's a grief, you know, there's so much right now with all these wars going on you know, about finding peace with the loss of the feelings of loss, really, of a loved one, or you're in turmoil about, you know, the economy and your work, maybe you've lost a job and fear of losing a job, whatever your situation is that there are processes and tools to help you get out of those and to really to seek out others who can help and support you with your process. You don't have to do it alone, and you're not meant to do it alone. And really surrendering to what is and letting go of the resistance, you know, whether it's the grief of a loved one that has passed or the grief of a relationship or whatever it might be, knowing that the path of surrender is going to give you peace and get you back into your power. And really, I just do want to emphasize there are a lot of loving people out here, you know, coaches and mediums that are very good and are here to help. And I think a lot of times people are afraid to make the step to ask for help for whatever reason. So just really encourage anybody who's on the fence to reach out and get some support. It's there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dana, for being on the show.
Thank you, Marie. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And we're gonna do the cue to call right now. So the first person who calls, there's going to be one prize for the first person who calls. And the first person who tweets me, my name on Twitter is Spiritual Show. You've got to send me the @ message, @ Spiritual Show. Anything to let me know that you want to win the prize. It's a 30-minute session. You get your choice of either a mediumship session or a 30-minute coaching session. This is the cue to call right now, 604-822-2487. J. Paul is going to be answering. We've got a call right there. You want to answer it? And just get their email and their name, and we'll send that on to Dana. So we have had Dana Smith on the show. Her website is danasmithllc.com, and her name is spelled Dana Smith LLC.com. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dana. It's much appreciated. And yeah, if you want to, we've already got a caller at 822-2487, but there's still space on Twitter. So if you are listening online right now, @ message me right now. You got to be the first person, and I will hook you up with a 30-minute training package. So next week, we're going to have a body talk practitioner, Cress Spicer, and she'll be discussing body talk and her work with kids with autism. And also, I've got a new show just online only. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, and you can find that at blogtalkradio.com/namaste radio or on my website, spiritualshow.com. There's always information about all of the shows that I'm involved with. So definitely check out spiritualshow.com. Coming up on Tuesday, I'll be speaking with Hillary Rubin. She is a yoga instructor, and she was diagnosed with MS back in the 90s. And she is now symptom-free, medication-free, and she's going to talk about how she was able to do that and how you can reconnect with spirituality after you've been faced with a major diagnosis with your health. So again, thank you so much for being with us. Scotty's Scenic Drive is coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I've got some music from the lovely Surya to close the show. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics, and I will see you next week.
Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, and Savior of humanity, we greet thee with all humility. Thou art the first cause and the last effect, the divine light and the spirit of guidance, the Alpha and the Omega. Thy light is in all forms, thy love in all beings, in a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, and in an inspiring teacher.